ask the Lord to help us and help us to hear and help me to preach and minister. And I'm going to be talking about being led or led by the Holy Spirit. And I was thinking about it. There was this book come out. I didn't know nothing about the Holy Spirit. I saved. And how many knows the Holy Spirit comes into your life when you're born again? You have a Acts chapter 2 experience. You know, that's when the Spirit of God comes in inside you. Praise God. And Jesus told them. Jesus told the disciples, he said, go and tarry. They hadn't been endued with power. You know, they walked physically with the Lord. And I mean, the Lord taught them and, I mean, ministered to them, talked in parables. And the disciples even asked him, they said, why do you speak to them in parables? You know, and he said, in one place, he said, that hearing they won't hear. He said, but you've been enlightened. You can hear. Born-again believers can hear from the Holy Spirit, praise God. And so he told them, go tarry ye in Jerusalem. Give me that, Beth, the Acts 2. No, don't do that first. Give me that John. Is it 14? Jesus answered and said unto him, talking to the disciples, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loved me keepeth not my commandments. There's two types of people here. You know, he said, there's those that love me, and they keep my words. He said, there's those that don't, and they don't keep my sayings. He said, the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, they didn't have him yet. And he's telling them. He said, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring things to your remembrance, whatever I have said to you. And I read that, and the Lord said, he said, I want you to tell them tonight that I was emphasizing my word. He said, those up there, those that love me, keep my word, keep my commands, keep my word. And we do. We love the Lord. We love our neighbors, ourselves. These are the things that Jesus was teaching them all down through there. And I don't believe they had a great understanding until the Holy Spirit came. Of the things that the Holy Spirit was beginning, Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit. If Jesus needed to be led, we do. You know, Jesus was led. He said, I only do what I hear the Father. I only do what I see the Father, you know. And he says, the words that I have are not even mine. They're the Father's. And then the Holy Spirit, he comes and he don't seek his own will. The Holy Spirit, the one that's been sent to us, he don't seek his own way and will. And he's gentle. I mean, he's a prompter. When the Holy Spirit speaks to you, I've never heard an audible voice of God. But on the inside, it's just an enlightenment, or I see, you know, see into a situation, or I just know what to do, you know, in a situation. And if I don't, then I acknowledge God. And then just for an example, the other day, I think it was Monday, well, me and my brother's got a bull over there, and he's kind of scared of the bull, you know. It should be. You got to watch him. But anyways, I told him, I said, we'll load that bull up Monday and we'll take it to the sale. I'll take it up there and sell it Tuesday and blah, 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 you know. And so I called him up and I said, well, I'm going to be a little bit later, I said, than what I thought. I said, you know, my transmission just went out and had to take it to Joe Creati's. This was Monday. So if you had a bad week, rejoice. Your transmission went out. Glory to God. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. That's what you do. Count it all joy. Well, the Holy Spirit reminds me of John, James chapter 1 in them things. Count it all joy. He said here that he will bring things to your remembrance. But if you're not a Bible reader, come on, somebody. If you ain't getting in that Bible and then meditating on that Bible, then he don't have a whole lot to lead you with. You know, I mean, Jesus said, because we love him, we keep his words. We're that bunch. We're in there. We love the Lord Jesus, don't you? How many love the Lord in here tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we keep His word. If He says we're healed, well, by God, we're just healed. Right? He says we're more than conquerors. Well, by God, we're just more than conquerors. And we get our mind renewed to that stuff. See, that's why I major on the word of God. We get our mind renewed to that stuff, and then when we get into a battle, praise God, or get into something, or something comes up, here comes the Holy Spirit. And He's, boom, do this, do that, quickens you to something. Well, I'm over there, you know, and I backed the trailer down, and I backed, and he couldn't get out of the pen. He's in the pen with a bull, you know. And so, anyways, you know, I told him, I said, all right, bring him around this way. And he had a little stick about that long. And I thought, good Lord, man. I like to go get a big limb, you know, where I can scare him. You know. And I said, all right, bring him around this way. Well, he brings him around that way. And he I said, now when he gets right here, I said, rush him. But on the way over there, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm just acknowledging you right now. I said, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you'll give wisdom and that bull will go in there with no problem. See, I'm not going to just acknowledge Him when my transmission goes out. Come on, if I acknowledge Him in these little things and these little issues and these little details, when you get to the transmission, it ain't no sweat. Why? Because you know He's already supplied. I said, thank you, Lord. I already got the money. Just go over there and get her fixed. $3,600, $3,800. Ain't no big deal. Just get her done. Hallelujah. Well, all of these years serving the Lord, and he begins to tell me what to do and tell you what to do, the Holy Spirit. Well, I get over there, and I told him, I said, he gets over there, and the bull kind of stops, and the bull's thinking. I'm thinking, you can't give him time to think. You know, so I get in there, I'm under an anointing. You're under an anointing. You've asked the Lord, right? You asked the Lord to help you, right? You asked the Lord to help you get it done. Well, what do you expect? I expect the Lord to help me, right? Whatsoever things you desire when you proceed, keep His word. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive it, and you will have it, Jesus said. When we delight ourselves in the Lord, we won't be going about our own things. We love the Lord, and we want to know the Lord, and we're not just trying not to love the Lord and not to obey the Lord. Now, we do a lot of stuff out of ignorance and mistakes, and you know, but we'll make a lot less mistakes if we hear the Holy Spirit. I mean, if we learn to tune our ear in to the Holy Spirit. And the Word is a major part of that, praise God. But you don't have to know the Word for Him to lead you really either, praise God. But it gives Him more of an opportunity. Well, I told him, I said, hold this gate. And I climbed up on the side of the trailer, got in there, I said, give me that stick. And I go around, and that bull, he's trying to get out of the pen, you know, and I go over, ha! Got his attention. He looked, he took off, he got around there, and when he got around there that pen, I went, hey, get in there, ha! He went, zoo-doo, and I went, sing. He said, God, you do a better job than I do with that. I said, no, I said, you can't give them time. See, look, the Bible says that we've been given dominion. Dominion, not fear. We've been given dominion. Over the fish there, all the word, see? So therefore, there's no fear. The bull's going to obey me. He's going in there. All my cows do it. They do. I'm just telling you right now, praise God. Well, you know, why I'm saying that is I believe the Holy Spirit brought Proverbs 3:5 to me, and then I just acknowledged the Lord in it, and He said He will direct us. You don't have to be that smart. Just willing to yield. That's right. I slept through the 6th, 7th and kicked out the 8th with a mustache. But I've been in the school of the Holy Spirit for 30 years. You're in the school of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because He said that He will teach you everything. He'll teach you about your kids. He'll teach the kids about things. I mean, He'll give them with if they acknowledge Him. The Holy Spirit would prompt them. He prompts our kids and don't even know it. When they just want to be good to you and they obey everything you're doing, it's not their little sweetness. It's the desires of the Lord coming up because you've heard the Word. And then that real inner man is coming forth in action. You know? And so the Holy Spirit, we must endeavor to learn how and yield to the Holy Spirit. Because He will teach us. He teaches. He teaches us we have an anointing from the Holy One and we know all things. We have an anointing. The Holy Spirit is that anointing. He brings the anointing of God. How many knows that the Holy Spirit, He knows everything about everything and everything about everybody. He knows the heart of God for everybody. He knows the will of God for everybody. I mean, He knows what God wants. And I mean, His job is to be gentle and loving, and not, He's just like God. He's just like Jesus. The Holy Spirit is just like, they're different, but they're one spirit, one heart. And so, the Holy Spirit is a manifestation of the power of God that is in our life like it was in Jesus' life. Come on, somebody. I can prove it to you by Scripture. Paul said, if the Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives in you, He'll also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit. He'll bring to life. He'll bring light. He'll bring a manifestation. You know, being led by the Holy Spirit means, I mean, it's different for folk. I mean, you just have to, you know, practice it yourself and everything, you know, but sometimes it's just a knowing. You just know what to do. You just know what He wants. Well, like you're going to post something on Facebook and you get a check. Nah, I don't do it. That's Him. That's the Holy Spirit. Or like me, I'm like, I ain't listening to all this preaching on Facebook. All these people I know, and they're not too good following the Lord to me, you know. So I'm not going to listen to that. That's the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says, try the Spirit, test the Spirit. Test what spirit people are of. Test what spirit is coming from people and what spirit it is. You don't have to judge. The Lord, the Scripture told me, and the Lord spoke to me one time. I was reading in Psalms over there. David, he said, lo, I looked and I seen a vineyard, and it was all grew up and fell over. It was in ruin, and I became wise. And God spoke to me, and God said, you can watch those that are not faithful to me and know it. You shall know them by their fruit. The Scripture says it. He didn't save me to cast sentence on them or judge them or dislike them or do them any other way, but I'm not going that path. That's what our path is illuminated for, by the Holy Spirit. That's the wisdom of God. We don't see these things on our own. The Holy Spirit is here to teach us the ways of God, to teach us how God wants us to be, how He wants us to react to things. And how many knows He'll teach you, just like, you know, the transmission went out. It was not a good time. I've got jobs all over Rome, Georgia, and different places, and that's my main truck. I've got another truck, but this one will haul a lot of my equipment stuff or our equipment stuff and everything. But you know what? I didn't get sad not one time. I didn't get depressed not one time. I didn't even have the thought anymore, I'm not going to church Wednesday. That is not the Holy Spirit. Something happens in your life, you know, on Monday, and you have this thought, I'm not going to church on Wednesday. I'm not going to church Wednesday. You better know that that is the opposite of the Holy Spirit. That is a demon spirit. That's a demonic spirit. That's a spirit, and the Bible says that we are His sheep, and we know His Spirit. We know His Holy Spirit. We hear His voice, and another we will not follow. We're led more a lot of times than we think, you know, in things, you know, because God is good and God is gracious and you know, but we can become more aware increasingly of the Holy Spirit, and He'll lead you to make decisions that you'll see in your future will be wonderful. I mean, He'll lead you. I remember, you know, whenever I got saved, I'd only been to just a Baptist church, and I'm not, I mean, they love the Lord, and I mean, that's all, I'd been raised, and some of the folk, not necessarily the leadership in the church, had taught me some things that were wrong, you know, that were not in line with Scripture, and I never got mad at them or anything. So But Sandy was going to this church that we stayed to for 8 years, and I thought she's a fruity. You know, she hears from the Lord. You know, we're going to have a baby. I mean, they told us we couldn't have babies. We would never have kids. I mean, went and had checked out and all that stuff and tried this and that and, you know, and everything because we wanted a kid, you know. And they just, you know, we won't never have one, you know. And so, I'm actually getting me a little joint in the morning one evening while I'm milking cows and running the cows, you know. And Sandy just, the Lord tells her to go to my house while I'm at work. See, Teresa. And I go, she goes over there where the Lord had told her, you know, rebuke the devil off of your body, you know. And in 3 months, you're going to be pregnant. And I come in, you know, and she tells me that. And I said, oh, yeah, that Fruit Loop Sandy, she's a fruitcake. She's one of them holy rollers. You know, tongue stuff, you know. I'd been indoctrinated against that, and I didn't know any scripture. See, that's where the scripture starts coming alive. Whenever you get born again, you don't take people's their thoughts or their opinions about the Bible. People have opinions about it. Well, I think it means this. Well, I don't care what you think. What does it say? And then if they are not willing to yield to the Holy Spirit, you can have revelation in it, and they don't. They think it means something, and it don't. That's why the Bible says that if the blind lead the blind, what they going to do? Stay in the middle of the road? They going to fall in the ditch. They'll both fall in the ditch. So we don't want no blind leaders in our even in our family. I'm not against my family. I love my family and all that stuff, you know. But the Lord told me one time Jesus was there teaching the disciples, you know, and the Holy Spirit quickened me to the scripture. He said, hey, your mother and brothers out here. And he does like this. And he said, these are my mother's brothers and my sisters, those that does the will of God. And I thought, man, that's deep. That cuts deep. That can cut people deep. Well, he didn't mean to cut nobody. He's just saying these are the ones, these that's going after God, these that's going to do the will of God, these that are sitting here in my presence, they're coming back, they're going to church, whatever you want to put it today. Look, the faithful are going to be, they going to follow God that even if they need miracles to do it. If you've got a faithful heart, even if you need miracles to happen to do what you know to do the will of God, God can do miracles. But you know what? We can limit the Lord. You know, we wouldn't. But anyhow, I was telling you about the church deal. And so we go up there, and oh, you got good looking praise and worship. His name was Wade. I mean, blonde hair, blue eyes. Whoo, he's cute. You know, and I come out of the world, and I was a jealous man. You know. So I sat there and watched to see if he's going to look at her. I'm in church. Why would I want to lie to you? I just come out of the world. I'm messed up. I mean, my thinking's messed up. I still think like the world, but I'm born again. I got saved, Johnny. And so, you know, I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know about this. And I left, you know, I don't know about all that music playing and stuff, drums and dude's got long hair playing a lead up there, you know, man. I mean, I thought all kinds of stuff, you know, but it felt good in here, you know, and I'm like, that was pretty good, man, really, you know, overall. I mean, although I didn't like that, you know, and all that stuff, you know. Why am I telling you that? Because, see, in here I felt like that's pretty good. That was the Holy Spirit. And so, Tracy, I will go back. She's on cloud nine. Nah, 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 nah. Can't shut up about that great service we had. Of course, I did like the upbeat music, kind of like ours, you know. It wasn't the hymn books, and I'm used to the hymn books, and I thought that was a sin. Man, y'all ain't got hymn books up here. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all ain't a church, you know. Hymn books. Y'all ain't got a hymn book. We got to look at the screen. You know, well, anyways, she said, oh, let's go back and be it. Well, I mean, went back a couple of more times, and I knew that we were supposed to go there, Johnny. I mean, I'm saved barely. You know, and I'm like, I believe God wants us to go here. You know, I don't really want to go here, but I mean, that's, you know, I better not put a big number like that. The majority of Christians, God's telling them, get out of your living room tonight and go to church. And be faithful on Sunday. Whenever your church is open, that is the Holy Spirit. Grieve not, the Bible says, the Holy Spirit. If you grieve the Holy Spirit, He'll back off. He'll just back off of your life, and you won't get no understanding. You'll wonder why God ain't moving. But I'm telling you right now, God is continually moving for Scotty Weston. And I believe every one of y'all that's after Him, you know He is for you. Favor on a chicken pen. Praise God. I mean, the Bible says He works all things together for the good. See, this Holy Spirit, He will bring these things to you. But see, you got to lay hold of those things when He brings them to you. And don't just lay them down. Ooh, that was good. Brother Scotty preached that scripture. That wasn't me. That's His word. That's God's word. That's God's word. I'm endeavoring to hear what He's wanting me to bring to this church every service. I don't want to just bring anything. I want to know what He wants, because if I find what He wants, then I find what I need and what you need and what everybody needs. Hallelujah. Then it'll be like another piece of the puzzle put in. And every time we come, another piece of that puzzle, another piece of that. Before you know it, buddy, we'll see the puzzle. We'll start seeing it come together. But how many knows it's vital that we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit? Because He will teach us. He's going to teach me the things that Jesus gave us, that God gave Jesus. He even told the disciples, He said, I'm not even going to call y'all servants anymore. He said, because the servant don't know what his master's doing. He said, but I'm going to call you friends. We're the friends of God. I mean, in that he said, because a friend knows what a friend gets what his friends got, in other words. So we're called friends in the Bible. Hallelujah. Well, see, they denied the Lord before Peter denied Jesus, you know, there. And I wondered way back there, man, how could he do it? He was walking with him. But I realized that he wasn't empowered yet. I realized that Peter was still in his own strength. I know they were walking with Jesus and they were anointed. He sent them out and all that stuff. But they didn't have the dynamite on the inside. I mean, the Holy Spirit's like dynamite. You know, I mean, when you need strength, He strengthens you. Acknowledging the Lord, you know, and when you need strength, there'll supernatural strength be there for you to go do what the Lord's asking you to do. People tell me all the time, how in the world do you do all you do? Not in my own strength. I'm just telling you right now, I'm not that strong of a guy. I believe the Lord, I go in the name of the Lord God Almighty. I believe if I need to tote the gates of the city, I can do it because it's in Scripture. I believe that I can have physical strength. Samson, the anointing was on him, and he toted the gates of the city, and some say they were heavy. Elijah outrun a chariot of horses. I can't even outrun a horse. I can't even start to outrun a horse. He outrun chariots. I'm talking about, some say it was a long way. It wasn't like from here to Judy there. but he empowers. Well, just like I came down here, I mean, I was praying when I went in. I knew the Lord, you know, was going to give me a business. I didn't know when. I waited and just waited on it, you know, and then everything lined up and it happened. And I'm fasting and asking the Lord, how many knows you need to fast? As a Christian, you need to fast often. Fasting's good. It humbles the soul. I mean, it quiets your flesh. If you go a couple of days, your flesh will start shutting up where you want to talk. You just don't want to talk too much. It shuts you up a little bit, and that's a good thing sometimes, you know. But anyways, I was fasting, praying, and I felt like the Lord told me, go to Bluntsville. And while I was telling, I told my brother, me and him was partners, I told him, I said, man, I said, I believe God wants us to go to Bluntsville. And so we was telling this unsaved guy, and he'd making big money. This guy making big money, you know. And he said, "Oh, you can't have a business down there." He said, "You can't grow a garage door business down there." He said, "You need to go to a big city, somewhere like Abbotville, or where there's a lot of traffic, and there's no doors in Bluntsville and all that, you know." And my thinking, I'm thinking, well, there's not, you know. But the Proverbs 3, I done meditated on that, baby. Lean not to your own understanding. And I thought, and surely he's not hearing from God because he don't even know God. So my brother, he says, "Well, it might be possible." And I said, "Nope." I said, "Who are we going to listen to, God or man?" "Well, God." I said, "We're going to Bluntsville." That was the leading of the Holy Spirit. We came to Bluntsville. We started with nothing. We didn't have no money. We had all we had was vision and God. And so in three years, I mean, right here in the middle of Bluntsville, the anointing came on it. And I mean, we built a $500,000 gross and growing every month business, led by the Holy Spirit. In the middle of a Bluntsville where I thought that I would have to get a lawyer to get a business license. They didn't even want me to have a business down here. 1994. And I had to believe God for that. So I'm acknowledging the Lord for that, praise God. And God made it happen. And little did I know, but we know now here 27, 8, look where we're at. In the very building that God led me to, I started having desire to buy a building. We were renting a little thing down there at Family Building Supply at that time, a little section. And I kept, every day when I'd pray, I'd feel like I'm wasting money. We're wasting money. That's the Holy Spirit. And so I told my brother, I said, "Look, God, let's write a check. And we got a building fund up at our church. Let's sow a seed for our own building." That's the Holy Spirit. When you have these things, these thoughts come like that, that's not you. That's the Holy Spirit. And then we sowed a seed. And then here we are. We're in this building. We had the business back there, you know, and that where the door is. We had a big garage door and everything, you know, where we came in, drove trucks in there and loaded stuff and all of that. Then all of a sudden, you know, things started changing, and God gave me some direction, and me and him split. And then I went to the Lord, and I said, "Well, what am I going to do? Want to start a church, you know? Now, what am I going to do, Lord? I mean, I can't do what I want to do, you know?" Well, all of a sudden, my brother comes to me, and he said, "Tell what, I ain't got no need for this building like you do, you know. Won't you just sell it to me? I mean, why don't I just sell it to you?" I said, "Why don't we just do that?" So the Lord did that, see. But the Lord, he started the business there, but he had other things in mind. See, he had this in mind. He had eternal stuff waiting for this building, for a timing for us to get started and come on. And that's why the ship sails. It ain't based on if everybody shows up or if they don't show up. It's great if the house is full. It's great if everybody's here. It's great if everybody's operating in their anointing. And the same way with you individually. But it's for us, we're going to serve him regardless. Why? Because we are in the will of God. And when you're in the will of God, see, the Holy Spirit will lead you in the will of God. Where you work, when you change jobs, or not, he may have you at a place forever. Some people don't like that because they want to better themselves. Well, I can tell you what, bettering yourself as a Christian. The world can do what they want to and do it any way they want to. But the way to better yourself as a Christian is acknowledging God and following the leading of the Holy Spirit. I mean, there's been times I knew God put me in business in 1994. And you listen, if you people think that it's just hunky dory when you're the boss, you better get that thinking out of your head. You ain't your boss. If you own a business, you'll work more than everybody else. You'll put more time in than anybody else. I mean, you have to figure that thing out. You have to keep things in line. But if you are called into business, I'm not a businessman, but Jesus is. I'm not that smart, see. I would be a fool to think that I'm a great planner. And boy, I'm just diligent. And no, He makes me diligent. I mean, I'm not any. The Bible says without Him we can do nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. But see, the Holy Spirit began to lead. I was down praying one morning, telling these stories, but because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. These are not really stories. I need to write a book because, I mean, I really need to write a book. I need to write a book about marriage. I need to write a book about faithful to church. Just church. Don't put church on it. Put something like prosperity. Then when you open it up, wow, go to church, go to church, go to church, go to church. Get faithful in church, the blessing of the Lord. Faithful in church, the blessing. Seriously. I'm telling you right now, Satan tried to get me out of that church. I mean about oh, you're anointed and they need your gift. He tried that. The Bible, and I knew what the Word said, don't think no more highly than yourself than you ought to. See, where the Word of God comes in, Satan can't fool you. You know that's not the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit ain't going to come and say, boy, you're the man. You're the man everybody needs. You just run hot everywhere and preach. Somebody told me one time, they said, well, you know, you need to make up some cards. How's people going to know that you're even an evangelist? I said, did you know God talks to people? I never made cards up, Mac. If God can't open doors for me, I don't want them anyways. Right? Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, you know what? The Holy Spirit began to maneuver things. And He opened doors in Georgia. And I found out evangelism is not what you think. I mean, you got to go to Georgia and then you go in this church. And it was all of the leaders, elders of the Baptist Association in Georgia or whatever, they didn't let me get to the congregation. I didn't know it till I got there. They had cooked a spaghetti dinner for everybody, and all the elders from about 5 or 10 churches come together to check me out. But you know what? I was one nervous cat, boy. I was nervous. Because I believed in tongues and I knew they didn't. I was hoping I wouldn't bust out right in the middle of preaching. I asked the Lord all the way up there, God, don't let me, help me not to speak in tongues. He said, you're in control. I said, okay. So I kind of relaxed on that. When I got done, praise God, they were so fired up when the Holy Spirit just fell in that place. Why? Because I was led by the Holy Spirit and I didn't open this door. And they sent a tape to Georgia of me preaching at the church or something. And somebody got a hold of it, sent it over there, and man, they wanted me to come. Well, you know what? Praise God. When it got done, they said, oh, Brother Weston, come on, let's go to the hospital. We got some people in the hospital. I said, yeah, glory to God. So we go to the hospital, and then they prayed over the people they know. And then they just want to knock on every door and see if they can go preaching. I told one of them, I said, hey, buddy, I got to go back to Alabama. Y'all stay here all night, but somebody's going to take me back to the butt. Why I'm saying that, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, brought a move of God in there and fired them people up. I'm talking about they're going laying hands on the sick in the hospital. See, the Holy Spirit did that. And I got to, they picked me up in a limousine, Johnny. I got a limousine all the way up there. I thought, this is what abundance above to the full till it overflows. John 10:10. That was back under 1995, and I still believe it. It ain't got to be a bag full of money. It can be a limo all the way up yonder bound. Ooh, yeah, first class, baby, God. I thought that's what you meant when Jesus went down there and got that not wore out donkey, got the brand new one, ain't never been rode. So buy you a new one if God says. Right? He's not against that. The leading of the Holy Spirit, He will lead us into the will of God. And the will of God is already blessed. He'll lead people to church. He's trying to lead people to this church. He's prompting people right now to this church. And they just won't gear up and get under the anointing. And I'm not downing them, but you're missing out. Kind of like somebody came to church last week and they said, you know, I didn't really feel like coming, devil this, devil that, and said, but I started not to come, just listen to it on Facebook. The words out of that person's mouth said, it's not the same, though. It's not the same if you're in service. There is a greater anointing than just hearing our voice that's in the presence of Jesus in this church or in any church that's gathered in the name of Jesus. That is why we are, and you need to preach it out there. We're saying that you need church. Your life, you need to be in a good Bible-based church, hearing the Word of God, applying the Word of God, trying to be a doer, endeavoring to be a doer of the Word of God, and learn to hear the leading of the Holy Spirit. And you know what? One thing that qualifies for us, one of the things that qualifies us for more of the things of God and His presence and His Word and His anointing is faithfulness. Faithful to pray. Faithful to give. You can't get me not to tithe. I sold $6,600 worth of cows, and I took $600 right off the top. But God, and I thought, oh, man, got to tithe on this. I mean, after all these years, you would think that I wouldn't be challenged. Your flesh is always going to try to get you not to do the will of God. And I just cut her right out and told Trish, and you know what? He caused me to sell 5 calves and paid for my hay for the whole year. I got 15 now. I'm just waiting on, here come mama. I drive up, y'all look like 1,000. Whoo, you look like 800. Just by looking at their weight, you know, you're 800. Glenn, my brother pulled up there one day and he said, boy, that one's a pretty. And I said, that's 1,000. He said, I meant to keep her. I said, well, I don't know, man. It's hard to keep one worth 1,000. But you know what? The people told me when I was talking about cows and God put it on my heart, you know, I'd never seen it in Deuteronomy 28. See, chapters of your life is turning and moving, and God's moving you forward and moving you on into your future. And me and you don't really know what's in our future unless God's just give us some kind of revelation. That's why He said we walk by faith and not by sight. We trust Him. We trust Him that our life will end up. I was telling one of my brothers the other day, I said, yeah, you know, I heard that Social Security, it might not be none here in 26, 27, whatever it is, you know, that they may not even be no. See, they're giving Social Security to the illegal immigrants. But that's okay. Give them my money. I'll sow it. Got to sow it. Got to sow it. You got to not let you sway. But I told him, I said, that's why I've been saying for years, I'm not going to depend on the government. I'm not going to depend on Social Security. I'm not depending on all that, because if something does happen, I said, if I get to that age and everything, I'm signing up, I paid it in, I'm going to get it. I said, but I'm not living my life based on Social Security. My source is Jesus Christ. His Word don't fail. His Word don't change. I said, and the body of Christ needs to be moving in that thinking and that direction. I don't care if you are 25 or 50 or 80. The blessing, Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord. The Lord, the Holy Spirit, quickened these things to you and me. And then we do them, we follow, and the blessing comes, a favor comes, an anointing increase, praise God. Used to, I wouldn't have the money just to do my transmission. I mean, I'd just have to knuckle down and believe God and everything. But you know what? You can walk in the blessing and you'll increase more and more and more and more. You'll just increase. Give me that Proverbs, Beth. He'll teach you and bring things to your remembrance. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge Him and He'll direct your path. And the Lord spoke to me. Dropped it in, enlightened, quick and prompted. You know, when I say spoke, I didn't hear an audible voice, so don't be looking for one necessarily. Although He could, I guess, if He wants to, praise the Lord. But He quickens you. He just... on the inside, the Lord told me, He said, the reason why, He said, I have been able to the Holy Spirit has been able to teach you what you know, he said, as you were acknowledging. He said, when you're acknowledging me about life and things and when you're quoting scripture over your circumstance, you're acknowledging him. That's acknowledging him. It's not just going to him, you know, just, God, what do I do in this? God, there ain't nothing wrong with that. You need to acknowledge him in that. But meditate on the Word of God. And I mean, there's things in the Bible that's done deal. Your healing's a done deal. Your finances are a done deal. Praise God. See, and you're like, well, I got to work for the, everybody's supposed to be working. Doing something. I'm employed by the kingdom. I work a lot of hours myself, praise God, but that's not where my source is. My source is Jesus. My source is the Word, His promises, and the Bible said that He is faithful that promised. Well, just like this building here, seeking the Lord, and it ended up this. And I was praying one morning, you know, after I started the business, and I couldn't quote you many scriptures this time. I hadn't been saved but around a year, which I quote you a pretty good bit a year later. But I'm in there and I'm asking the Lord because I felt like the Lord wanted me to sell 3 days a week. You know, get my truck and go give out cards 3 days a week and then do the book work and the scheduling, ordering, unloading, different things. I didn't install much. We had people working for us. And so I'm in there praying one morning, got everybody gone, truck's gone, everybody out. And I'm asking the Lord, I said, Lord, where do I sell at today? I mean, you can go anywhere, Johnny. Where do I sell at today, Lord? And all of a sudden, I just heard on the inside, north. And I thought, So I walked out and I told my brother, I said, Lord just told me to go north. He said, I don't like north. I said, I don't like south. I said, and God said, go north. I said, I'm going north. We're going to obey the Lord here, ain't we? Well, yeah. I said, I'm going north. And so I drive up to 75. I went across 168, I believe, and come out in Boaz, and I turned left, and I heard the Holy Spirit. He said, you have not because you ask not. And I thought, I'll just ask somebody where the door is. I stopped at the first store, and when I stopped there, I noticed that there was a house inspection truck there. You know, I knew them because you need to stay away from them. They're coming on your job, so you know the truck when it's coming. You know, but anyways, I thought, I said, he knows where all the doors are at up here, probably. So I go in there and grab me a Coke or something. I said, hey, man. I said, hey, I'm up here starting to sell garage doors, you know. I said, where's all the doors going up? He said, I'll tell you where you need to go. He said, this man knows everybody. He said, go down, turn left on 79 back toward Brooksville. He said, go nearly the top of the hill, turn left in that new subdivision started down in there. He said, he's down there right now, just left there. I said, well, thank you. Have not called you, ask not. And if he hadn't have prompted me to go north, and he hadn't have prompted me, ask not, you have not called you, ask not, I wouldn't have stopped at the store. And I wouldn't have stopped at the one where the guy's there. That's not a coincidence. Absolutely not. I was endeavoring to learn how to be led, but at that time I wasn't thinking I'm gonna learn how to be led. I mean, I'm acknowledging God because I want to know where I need to go because you know everything. Well, I go down in there and that guy, he says, give me a price on so-and-so. All these houses had the same doors in them. There was about three or four of them that were ready. And I said, be right back. So I go to the truck. We made the phone call, seen how much the doors was. And I went down there and I told him, I said, we'll do these for this. I don't forgot how much it was, $800-something, 2 9 by 7, 2 openers. Real cheap back then. And he said, when can you do them? I said, today. He said, today. I said, today. We can do them today. You done got the doors? I said, we got them in stock. That's in Birmingham. We're going to pick them up. They're in stock down there. We're just going to get them. I said, got them in stock. You got them? I said, yep. He said, okay. He said, just go ahead and do all four of them. Bless God, we went out there and I said, woo! Blessed going in. Blessed coming out. Blessed in the city. I done reading Deuteronomy 28. Now I'm on fire. We go to Birmingham, come back, and that's how we got started. That's how we got started there. And that man knew just about everybody. And before you know it, praise God, I had three trucks up there. Couldn't keep up with everything. Because of one leading of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And that's why, you know, the Lord today said, I want you really to emphasize, you know, I want them to be aware of the Holy Spirit that I sent them. I want them to be aware. We are, but I mean, He wants us to be more conscious of the Holy Spirit because He's going to maneuver us. This is a year of God's glory. I mean, the church has been under attack, not this one I'm talking about in a whole. The church has been under attack for about 5 years. You know, darkness is covering the earth and gross darkness the people. We're in really dark times, but I am very excited on the inside because I know what He's going to do somewhat. He's going to get glory. He's going to bring His glory. He's going to bring His delivering power. He's going to bring His strength, hallelujah. In times when we feel like we can't make it and weak, He's going to show up and the glory of the Lord is going to be shown. And people are going to run to us and say, hey, how do we get to know this Jesus? We ain't seen it, but we're going to. The Bible says it in Isaiah 60. They're going to run to us, praise God. But you know what? Thing about it is I learned this a long time ago, you know, about trials. Serving Jesus is the easiest thing I've ever done. I know your mind, it's not for me. Yes, it is. It's the trials of this life. It's the challenges you have to do it. Serving Him is a made-up mind. As for me and my house, I'm going to serve You, Lord. I'm not going to get a divorce, Lord. I don't care if I feel like it, Lord. My kids are going to serve You, God. And I mean, not poking it down there. I'm talking about you're set out, you're believing God, and you're believing God to show up, and you're believing that if you need to do something, He'll show you. I remember Teresa about 4 or 5 years ago had a reoccurring infirmity, you know, pretty often reoccurring infirmity, and go to the doctor and get it fixed, come right back, you know, and all that stuff. And she's going to Arab one day, and she just asked the Lord. She said, Lord, she said, are there anything that I need to do? She's acknowledging Him. Are there anything that I need to do? And the Holy Spirit spoke to her and said, drink one more bottle of water a day. She already drank water. Didn't make no sense. That's about all she drank. We'd quit drinking sweet tea and blah, 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 you know. And she drank that bottle of water, and you know what? Every time, I mean, she'd do that, it wouldn't come. That solved the problem. One extra bottle of water a day. See, the leading of the Holy Spirit. He knows. He knows everything. Give me the Romans, and I'm going to close. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation which are in Christ to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His only Son, His Son, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things that's why they ain't in church tonight. I'm serious. I mean, these people that cannot make it, but they're yielding not to the Spirit. You yield to the... I mean, one time, all our vehicles was tore up and everything, and I thought, I'm going to church in Jesus' name. I'm going to church, and then all of a sudden, the Lord, He said, Barry, Doris, they had a station wagon. Remember that? We just had to do it one time. One. And we borrowed that wagon and went to church in that station wagon. And then the Lord told me. He told me because I wanted to go, that the Holy Spirit give me the thought, there the ride is. I borrowed a ride to go to church. If I borrowed it to go to work, I borrowed it to go on vacation, I borrowed it to haul refrigerators, stoves, my furniture. That's just the Holy Spirit. That's the way He showed it to me. And He said, if you need a taxi and you believe me, He said, I'll show up. He said, I've never been out of a ride to church. I've been challenged and we've been through it, praise God. But see, there's power in obedience to the Holy Spirit, is all I'm saying, praise God. And we're living in a generation where church is just, well, I'll go or not, I'm tired. We all worked all day. We're all tired, had to wrestle cows and nearly got kicked and all that stuff, limping calves and transmission up yonder. Need a truck to go to Georgia. But I'm coming to church because that's going to empower me here on Wednesday. I'm praying. I told the Lord, I said, I thank you for your anointing tonight, God. I said, and God, as I preach, I'm going to receive what you're putting out to them by the Spirit of God. I said, I'm going to be partakers of it too, God. I'm going to be empowered by it too, God. And I'm going to endeavor. I said, and I thank you, Father God, for after tonight that we will all have a greater awareness and knowing, start knowing when it's the Holy Spirit speaking to us. I mean, immediately after the Holy Spirit came, and Paul, I mean, the Bible said he was strained. The Holy Spirit wouldn't let him go to certain places. Yeah, constrained. He was stopping. And he said, and I'm going to close with this, over there in Acts, Paul told him, I go bound in the Spirit. See, and the Lord told me, he said, see, really, he said, if you're walking like you're supposed to as Christians, you are bound by the Holy Spirit. You're bound not to get angry. You're bound. You're constrained by the Holy Spirit. You won't keep judges. He said, you won't judge and keep and get grudges and bitterness and anger and hang on. He said, you'll be bound. He said, you're bound by the Holy Spirit to freedom. He said, you're bound to freedom. He said, and then that's when he told me this. See, I don't yield to the flesh. Now, I'm still working on it. I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect and all that stuff, you know, but I'm more spiritually minded. I'm not going to be carnally minded. I'm not going to think carnal. I'm not going to think, oh, my God, that transmission. I'm not talking about ugly stuff. I'm talking about getting in this whining, complaining, defeated, you know, mode of thinking in the Holy Spirit saying, wake up. Come out. Get faithful. Get faithful to pray, faithful to read. I'm telling you, if you feed on God's Word and preaching and praise and worship, you'll get hungry for church. You will get hungry for it. You'll start having that desire to go get in the will of God. You know, and then before you know it, you'll be down the road a little while and you'll be like, ministry, are you serious, God? Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Three or four years back down there, you're the ministry. No way, Jack. And how come I know is that's me, praise God. And the more I stay full of Him, the more I want. My desire is to train you now. My desire is to help you go, help you take the baton, help you preach the gospel, help you be a witness, help you any way I can. But my main priority is to minister the Word of God under the anointing, and faith comes by hearing, and God takes it and does what He does. But I mean, my desire is to see everybody, because people are coming. They're going to come jacked up. They're going to come messed up, religious. Had a guy, you know, working yesterday a little bit in my shop, and come up there, and he started talking. He's one of my elders, you know, raised up there in church. And I knew he did go to a church over there. And he just started talking, and the Lord said, ask him where he's, I just felt inside, where are you going to church? So I stood up, and I said, where are you going to church? Well, I mean, they didn't give an excuse, you know, why he quit. He said, I'm just waiting on the Lord to lead me. I said, well, you need to get down there and mind till He leads you. That's simple, ain't it? What are you going to do, sit in your living room and wait on you, God? I need a drink, but I'm thirsty. I'm sad. He come down here and look what he'd have got tonight. He got a good drink from the Holy Spirit tonight, praise God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you and we thank you.